Suranga Lakman has been brought into the attack. Lakman was very impressive in the first spell. He was more than a tad unlucky not to have been amongst the wickets. Maybe the wheels of fortune will change for him in the second spell. That's what the Sri Lankan skipper is hoping. And Lakman has been given a crack at this partnership. And the Sri Lankan captain looking at Lakman to break this partnership. Amla on 67 from 67. Duplessis 41 from 47. Lakman had figures of none for 17 from his first spell of 5 overs. He generated a fair amount of pace. He got the nip off the wicket and was very unlucky enough to have a leg before wicket decision turned down. The first delivery short and Duplessis wheels around and pulls that one to the widest mid-arm fence for 4. He has not bowled for a long time. He bowled a loosener, but you can't afford to bowl a loosener to Duplessis in this sort of a mood. He latched onto that immediately, waiting for the ball to come, transferring his weight onto the back foot, pulling it with impunity towards the in front of square, towards the widest mid-on fence, two bounces into the fence for 4. Duplessis moving on to 45 from just 14 deliveries. And now the Sri Lankan bowlers are bleeding from both ends. 140 for 1 South Africa now. In the 27th over, Malinga coming to have a bullet now with the younger bowler. Some tips probably on what to do now. And it's important from the Sri Lankan point of view that Lakman doesn't crack with the onslaught. It's clear that they're getting after him. A little short and Duplessis has tried to pull that one again. But this time he gets it from the splice rather than the meat of the bat. And it goes to the man there at the cow corner. They get a single and Duplessis moves on to 47 and South Africa 141 for 1 and Amla on 67 will take strike now. And Duplessis is on 46 at the moment, 67 to Amla. And it's very important that he doesn't lose his bearings now. Outside the off stump, Amla fishing outside the off stump. Very unlucky not to get an edge. Extra bounce from Suranga Lakman through to the keeper. And this is the kind of bad luck that's docked Suranga Lakman today. He, whenever he bowls a bad delivery, he's punished for it. But when he bowled a good delivery like that one, he had Ashim Amla just fishing outside the off stump, hanging his bat outside the off stump. This is the second or third time he has had him do that. He had him do that in a couple of occasions in the first spell, and his first delivery to him in this spell again. But this time, Ashim Amla has got on top of that one, pulled him, but it's fielded there by Prasanna at Whitish Midon, and they have taken a single, and Amla moves on to 68. So this over from Suranga Lakman, a little costly now. It started on a bad note with a very, very fierce pull by Duplessis. And after that, it looks like that the South Africans have managed to get the Sri Lankans ragged because the previous, there was a misfield. It was a fumble and a misfield, although it did not cost Sri Lanka any run. But a straightforward fielding got converted into a misfield, an indication that the Sri Lankans are on the edge now. And sure delivery, and this has been pulled, but it will not go to the fence because Malinga is there to do the clearing of act. But still, 2 runs accrue when it's fielded at the fence at Whitish Midon. And with that, the century partnership for the second wicket has come as well. You would remember that South Africa lost Quinton de Kock with the score at 44, and at the moment, South Africa are 144 for 1. And this century partnership has come at more than a run of all. It's come off just 90 deliveries, which means it's come in 15 overs. That's great going by the South African batsman. Short again from Lakman. This over he has persisted with the short delivery and Fock Duplessis in no trouble whatsoever in pulling that one.